forward, flung his arms around a neck that was apparently thatched with old doormats, and half fell, half dropped onto the sand. Other camels were thudding to a halt around him. Carrot grabbed his arm. "Are you all right, sir? That was amazing. You really impressed the Dregs, screaming defiance like that. And you were still shouting for the camel to go faster when it was already galloping." The guards around the tent were hesitating, but that wouldn't last long. The wind caught the white flag on Carrot's lance, making it snap. "Sir, this is all right, isn't it? I mean, usually a white flag..."
"Might as well show what we're fighting for, eh?"
"I suppose so, sir." Dregs had surrounded the tent. The air was full of dust and screams.
"What happened back there?"
"A bit of a fracas, sir. Our..." Carrot hesitated and then corrected himself. "That is, Ankh Morpork soldiers and Clachians have started fighting, sir, and the Dregs are fighting both of them."
"What, before the battle's officially declared? Can't you get disqualified for that?"
Vimes looked back at the guards and pointed to the flag.
"You know what this flag is?" he said. "Well, I want you to..."
"Aren't you Mr. Vimes?" said one of the Morporkians. "And that's Captain Carrot, isn't it?"
"Oh, hello, Mr. Smallplank," said Carrot. "Feeding you well, are they?"
"Yes, sir."
Vimes rolled his eyes. That was Carrot again, knowing everyone. And the man had called him sir. "We just need to go through," said Carrot. "We won't be a minute."
"Well, sir, these towel..."
Small Plank hesitated. Certain words didn't come so easily when the subjects were standing very close to you, looking very big and tooled up.
"These Clachians are on guard too, you see."
A stream of blue smoke was blown past Vimes's ear.
"Good morning, gentlemen," said 71-hour Ahmed. He had a Dreg crossbow in each hand. "You will note that the soldiers behind me are also well-armed. Good. My name is 71-hour Ahmed. I will shoot the last man to drop his weapons. You have my word on it."
The Morporkians looked puzzled. The Clachians began to whisper urgently.
"Put 'em down, boys," said Vimes.
The Morporkians threw their swords down hurriedly. The Clachians dropped theirs very shortly afterwards.
"A tie between the gentleman on the left and the tall one with the squint," said 71-hour Ahmed, raising both crossbows.
"Hey," said Vimes, "you can't..." The bows twanged. The men dropped, yelling.
"However," said Ahmed,
handing the bows to a Dereg behind him, who handed him another loaded one,
"out of deference to the sensibilities of Commander Vimes here, I am settling for one in the thigh and one in the toes. We are, after all, on a mission of peace."
He turned to Vimes. "I'm sorry, Sir Samuel, but it's important that people know where they stand with me."
"These two don't," said Vimes.
"They'll live."
Vimes moved closer to the Wali.
"Hut, hut, hut," he hissed. "You told me that it meant..." "I thought it would prove a good example to all if you were in the lead," Ahmed whispered. "The Dregs will always follow a man who is in a hurry for the fray."
Lord Rust stepped out into the sunlight and glared at Vimes.
"Vimes! What the hell are you doing?"
"Not turning a blind eye, my lord."
Vimes pushed past and into the shade. There was Prince Kadram, still seated, and there were a lot of armed men. These, he noted almost in passing, didn't have the look of ordinary soldiers. They had the much tougher look of loyal bodyguards.
"So," said the prince, "you come in here armed under a flag of peace?"
"Are you Prince Kadram?" said Vimes.
"And you too, Ahmed,"
said the prince, ignoring Vimes. Ahmed nodded and said nothing.
"Oh, not now," thought Vimes, "tough as leather and vicious as a wasp, but now he's in the presence of his king."
"You're under arrest," he said. The prince made a little sound between a cough and a laugh.
I'm what?"
"I am arresting you for conspiracy to murder your brother, and there may be other charges."
The prince put his hands over his face for a moment and then pulled them towards his chin, in the action of a tired man endeavouring to come to grips with a trying situation.
"Mr.," he began.
"Sir Samuel Vimes, Ankh Morpork City Watch," said Vimes.
"Well, Mr. Samuel, when I raise my hand, the men behind me will cut you down."
"I will kill the first man that moves," said Ahmed.
"Then the second man that moves will..."